This is Femi and the Gang, or we are Femi and the Gang. I am Samuel Victor Akman. Tony Dimwaka is here. Daisy Michael is here. And Chuma El Rimero Nolly is also on the broadcast.
I need to be calling Tony's surname more often. Every time I'm like, Tony the...
How did you know? I actually started doing that on purpose. Like,
no, please,
this Anthony Tony thing.
My fear was because I didn't want to make mistakes while pronouncing the name. But you've inspired me to greatness, my brother.
I actually sat down one day like, Tony Dimwaka. I need to start doing this.
So right here in the studio with us right now is Anthony Dimwaka, my colleague. Anthony, how are you doing?
Because we do it with every other person in the gang. Adeze, Michael, Chuma, Nolly.
Sure. So, you know? If they want to put a name on the check, they will go with your real name.
I'm not going to say Anthony the voice, the bank will just bank.
Exactly. The bank actually has it.
The bank actually
so
has it.
The bank will just say Anthony
no,
the voice.
No, no, yeah.
The person that wants to
do it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice wow.
Nice
customization.
I did tell you.
It's now a series. It's Hurricane v Tottenham Part 2 or Day 2 as the story continues to develop. But here's what it is, in case you don't know what he can bring. I mean, nobody could have described it any better at the just concluded Euro 2020. Harry Kane.
There's Jack Grealish in the penalty box. They're taking one. Harry Kane, he's broken the drought. The England captain could have scored a goal that sends them into the quarterfinal stage.
Type this thing. I was waiting for my moment all day long, all night long. Well, it didn't happen, but Harry Kane is in the news, and he's missed a second day of training out there for Tottenham. Harry Kane has failed to show up for Tottenham's training ground for the second day in a row. Kane has gone rogue, but he actually is expected to return this weekend, according to reports in England. The 28-year-old was due to return to the Tottenham Hotspur Way on Monday following a short holiday as speculations about his future continue to gather pace, but Kane did not report to the pre-season training and was also absent yesterday and today. Now, Tottenham, we hear, in their words, according to reports, disappointed with Kane's actions, and they are set to fine him for that, but they're also aware that the England international plans to return this weekend. Now, back in May, Kane had revealed his desire to leave Tottenham Hotspur for Manchester City, according to reports. But we also know Manchester United and Chelsea are also interested in the England captain. Now, a bid, according to reports, was made by Manchester City for the player. £100 million bid was made. Spurs, however, do value Kane in excess of £120 million. And despite that, they're also keen to keep the England striker. Despite Kane saying, I believe I have a gentleman agreement with the chairman, Danny Levy. So Harry Kane v Tottenham Part 2, Match Day 2, or second day, whichever the case may be for you, it's getting messier. A lot has been said about it's obvious Kane wants to move, he wants to win trophies and all that. But the question now is, does he force a move to leave the football club, and will that be the right move to go? And if he does not go, Tony, do you think he will be welcomed back into the Tottenham family? I mean, this seems like betrayal of some... I don't know why I keep using the language betrayal, but if you were a Harry Kane, a Heung-min Son, or you were a Hugo Lloris, or you were, you know, any other player in that Spurs dressing room, having told Harry Kane, all right, we'll see you after the Euros and, you know, when we come back. And then you're hearing Kane is saying, I don't tire, I know Sabi win, I won't go win where they were. I mean, would you welcome him back? And would that be a good, you know, good one for Kane when he returns to the football club, if he doesn't leave Spurs, which is looking likely at this point in time?
I mean, you know, I have been really looking forward to a statement from Tottenham Hotspur. They have been quiet about this. A lot of what we're getting, you know, reports, BBC Sky Sports reporting, their insiders, you might want to say, are reporting. There have been no official statement from the club as regards the absence of Harry Kane. He was supposed to resume on Monday. He was giving a break after the Euros and all of that. Why he hasn't resumed is what we don't know. You know, you also read that reports also say he could resume this week.
Yeah.
So what is delaying him from resuming? Is it an issue of forcing a move. We have talked about this before, about the player and what we expect from him in terms of the level of maturity as regards this issue. And when you're dealing with, you know, Daniel Levy, you've got to be really smart. You can't hold him to ransom. You've got a contract, a professional contract tying you to the club side. So if there was a gentleman agreement, like the reports are saying, then it becomes a different ball game. But let's not also forget that the buying club also needs to do what is right. If the club values you at 120 million, you know, they've got to offer that. I think that was a month ago we heard about the potential 100 million British pounds that could be offered for Harry Kane. We can't confirm if that bid was officially tabled to Spurs. So it's a bit of, you know, this person is saying that and that person is saying that. Right now, I do not want to believe that Harry Kane intentionally skipped training. I do not want to believe, because he's got no point here. He's got no stand. He's contractually bound. But like we hear, you know, he has a gentleman agreement. So, yeah. You know, we don't have so much details on that. But what I know is I am hoping that in the next few days we'd have a better understanding of what is going on with this, and probably hear what the club has to say. We already hear, according to the same reports, that he could be potentially fined for missing training and all of that. It's not what you want as a player to find a way out of a club, to force your way through. It's not usually the best move psychologically. And Harry Kane is 28 years of age. He's older now. He understands the workings. He has seen players come and go in that club side. And I expect him to handle this issue with a lot of professionalism, the professional that he is. Mm. If he wants to force a move, I mean, it's rather than go out of training, which, once again, note, I do not want to believe he's intentionally skipping training, because, like I said, he's not in an advantaged position to actually do that. What he would do is rather incur fine.
Do you think he's trying to create that advantage for himself?
Advantage? I don't think so. Yet again, I am sticking by the fact that we haven't heard something official from the club.
And you don't think we're going to hear anything?
Maybe it's intentional.
The new director of football, Patrici. Fabio Patrici.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like calling him Paratici. Had spoken last month
and
said,
that's the name. That's actually, it's not Patricio, please. No, Paratici.
Because he's Italian. Yes. Paratici. Mm. Yeah, or Paratici. Yeah, I go school. I agree with this one. He had actually spoken.
Shout out to Chichi.
He'd actually spoken last month and said he actually feels sorry for Harry Kane, you know, being in this position. I know Didier when this thing starts, but I'm going to do what's best for Tottenham Football Club. That's what he said. So, I mean, I just say, just off of what you said, if we're waiting for someone to say something, I don't think we're going to get something clear as Danny Levy coming to say, you know, they go anywhere. Or Kane coming to say, I want to leave, which he said codedly.
Yes, he said codedly. Yeah.
So you guys have not agreed. Don't go away on this broadcast. You guys have not agreed with me.
He said codedly.
Can I come into this discussion now?
All right, Adeze.
Thank you very much. Well, this move has been dragging secretly in the last 12 months. Harry Kane have been speaking with Levy, directly and indirectly, 12 months ago. And then last month, news broke out from the Three Lions squad that Harry Kane may not be returning to training early on because of this move. When I saw that gist, I was like, wow, let me see. And realistically, it's happening in early August. Now, Kane himself understands that there is a deadline. He's woken up from his bed, flipped to the other side of bed. Man, there's a deadline on the 31st of August. And the person you're dealing with loves to play hardballs. So how do you deal with people that love to play hardballs is to play hardballs. Kane is doing his own on one side. I want to believe he stayed because he was supposed to return yesterday for pre-COVID test. He didn't return. Now, that's on one side. A footballer's career is so short, Sam. Very, very short. And this man has given 16 years of his life at Tottenham. And then he was in the same camp when the likes of Fifo would just be flashing Premier League medal on his face. see Mason Mount and Reece James winning Champions League, and he's 28, and immediately you cross to 29 going to 30, you no longer last become an attractive bride to suitors. Now, the point is this now, that for Harry Kane, those days of playing for love and boyhood club, old love song is over. The days of Alan Shearer's of this world, the days of Matt Letizia Southampton legend is over. Remember, I think, Chuma, you understand this line. Ederiwang. There's what they call Ederiwang in Efik. When you do things for free for people. No, there's those days of Ederiwang is over. Reality has set in.
Sammy, shock you.
Are we sure this girl is who she says she is? Well,
those days of, you know, playing football because I want to be a legend. I mean, at some point, Wayne Rooney as a young teenager also realized that he had to move from Everton down to Manchester United. £30 million as of then for a teenager was quite humongous. But then Harry Kane has realized that, man, I need to do something. And you're working with a tough man. You need to probably stay away. And for Levy himself, probably prefers these days to sell his prize asset to maybe the likes of Real Madrid. Unfortunately, those ones are financially strained. They can't even table a bid to any club at the moment for a player like Harry Kane. But he stuck with Mars, and Harry Kane also realized that there will be a point where City will chase and they'll get tired. So all he's trying to do is to make set the ground rolling, make everything start happening. He's trying to send a message now to a defiant and a stubborn Danny Levy, who has continuously digging his heels. Remember, this player is not going for free. You're going to make a humongous amount of money, £100 million. Let him go. Simple, because you cannot keep a player that is unhappy. Now, maybe Harry Kane himself thinks that he wanted to leave the club with his reputation intact, with the fans. No, things like this, you cannot do that. There will always be punctures somewhere. You will always hurt some people. You will always step on toes at some point to achieve what you want. So, I mean, it's that time this man left, really. 16 years of his life, he's tried. He's just got very few years. Very few years remaining. I mean, I need to go win something. Come on, people.
All right. Gary Neville has actually spoken about this. He says something may have gone on behind the scenes for Harry Kane to go rogue, you know, in trying to force that move away from Tottenham Hotspur. But Chuma, does it have to be via this route for Harry Kane? I mean, is he being disrespectful to Tottenham Hotspur by skipping training?
He is. You know, I'm tempted to want to toe the line of my co-debaters.
Accurate timekeeper.
However, bro, I have to be defense counsel to the other side. So let me defend Daniel Levy at this time of asking. You know, you're celebrating having this team as the big man. You're given everything you want. You have, two or three more years left in the contract that you have with us right now. We're not saying you shouldn't go since you've decided to push you want to go. We're saying that guys have to pay the money that we're asking for. So if the valuation for Harry Kane at 28 is £120 million, if your cousin, Jack Grealish, he's this small boy, Jack, who, well, you know, certainly is a great player, no doubt about it.
But £100 for him.
Bro, exactly. By the high heights of football, Jack Grealish is not where Paul Pogba was when United signed him for £90 million as to prestige and high. Grealish is an Aston Villa player. Pogba was playing for Juventus. But football has become so crazy that £100 million is what you're talking about for Grealish. And then you want to come and give me £100 million for Harry Kane. Una de well at all. So that's the fact. If Man City bring the £150 or £120 million, then Harry Kane can say, guys, they met the amount of money we're asking for.
Let me go.
PSG did it for Neymar. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, you could argue that Neymar, because Neymar also pushed. He wanted to leave PSG. I want to leave this mess. He's my friend, but I want to leave his shadow. I want to become a man of my own. And, you know, Barcelona had the high fee for the guy. PSG, whatever happened, €200 million. Plus. Since then, Barcelona have woken up. They've woken up. They're not going to, they put these days a release clause of 800 million, 1 billion, you know? So if you're Manchester City and you really want this Harry Kane guy, if you're Harry Kane and you really want to leave, carry your phone, talk to Pep Guardiola in private. Tell him that you can add the 20 million. But that's the point, because I'm honestly arguing from sports perspective now. You want to go, right? No problem. You've done great. We appreciate you. But the guys who want to buy you have to pay the money we're asking for. You leave it.
All right. Interesting there. So we're split when it comes to decision. Adeze obviously thinks he should be allowed to leave.
Simple. But collect $100 million.
Chuma says, you pay the money and take the player. Indeed, we have to look at it from the Tottenham Hotspur perspective. But what say you? You think Harry Kane is being disrespectful to Tottenham by skipping training? I mean, we've seen this. The player did this last summer. A big player actually did this. I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's Diego Costa did it to Diego Costa. Oh, my goodness.
Was the player I was looking for.
Did it to Chelsea.
So it's normal with these players.
Carlos Tevez failed to return.
And some get away with it. They actually get their request granted, but some don't. And I think the biggest question, the biggest factor here has to be not even Harry Kane, but the chairman, Danny Levy. Yeah, will he be willing to budge? And Achiuma mentioned something I just thought for a second. The fact that Jack is costing $100 million, I'm thinking, even if City come with 120, Tottenham are going to be saying, how about we do 150?
Well, remember we're dealing with a certain Guardiola who is meticulous with his planning. He's tabled plan A, plan B. He's going for Kane now, and Levy's, doing anyhow. There will come a time where, man, Kane, I've done my part. So I think City are looking forward to Kane now handing that transfer request to make it a lot more easier. And in fact, the more Kane drags, the more he favors City to even reduce the price. It happened to Dortmund. When Dortmund kept Sancho at a very high amount of money, at the end of the day, Man U said they're not paying. The next time around, it became so reduced. So it's better Levy collect that £100 million and use it to look for another. There's Danny Ings. Yes, Danny Ings may demand a higher wage, but then they can still sit down and trash it out. There are also a lot of Harry Kanes in the academy. I think there's a certain Dean Scarlett, 17 years old, bright prospect, doing great things for the club.
Are you serious?
Yes, 17
Are
years old.
Are you serious Dean right
Scarlett.
Now?
Yes. Yeah, young.
Am I hearing right?
Yes, that's the guy's name.
The future, when they want the defined president.
Yeah, that's how Kane emerged. They have a way, the academy works for them, really. And there's the other guy too, Oliver Skip. Get other players, build around your squad.
He does a Francis Jeffers on you,
Sam, I mean, this issue of ambition, all right, Spurs, I mean, they are ambitious. Bringing Fabio, to ensure that they get things done. I mean, still talking about them, Christian Romero could be announced
any minute
from now. I mean, letting Harry Kane go takes away that fact that they want to compete. And You want to feel for Daniel Levy because he feels like this time we're building a new squad. We're spending money. I mean, they're paying over 50 million euros for Romero.
I've extended Son's contract to extended.
That should be what convinces Kane to stay at the club.
So they're building a team, and Harry Kane is somewhere saying,
Can I
go? I don't think they'll let him go.
Be character. Can I ask you something? They're building, but can we sit here and say that Tottenham Hotspur will genuinely challenge for Premier League next season? Can we sit down here and say that Tottenham Hotspur will win the Champions League? Come on, guys.
Well, they'll always do a good job, my dear. In the transfer market,
my dear.
All right. Interesting thoughts. Will Harry Kane stay? Will he go? Waits to be seen. But still, news in the Premier League says that players. The Premier League have announced that players from all 20 clubs will continue to kumole, like they say, or kunle, like they say.
Kunle.
That's taking the knee when before games are just to continue to send the message of racism that needs to be stamped out from football indeed. We saw it. It's happened for a couple of time now, or for quite a long time now. But do you really think it's time to move on from taking the knee? Or do you think the intended effect has been achieved? Because I've seen the cases of racism actually increase. I'm not saying it's down to the taking the knee issue or event or whatever it may be called, but you think there has to be stiffer measures or tougher measures or a different strategy that needs to be adopted, to further put out this message of racism that needs to be stamped out? Or do you think, good enough, let's continue to take that knee, Chuma? How's your mind thinking when it comes to this one?
Bro, it's become just a mere symbolic gesture now, and we're not running away from it. That's why your man Wilfred Zaha, the Ivorian, who is even black for that matter, has decided not to take the knee anymore. But the thing with life is, if you give up on a pursuit, Thierry Henry, for example, took himself off social media, told the social media
giants, is he back?
Until you guys do right. I'm not checked.
Social media, don't forget that.
That's how life feels.
Social media, don't forget that.
Yeah, that's the sad part. So the truth is, I've shared this sentiment in the past. Unfortunately, as human beings, I'm robbery or robbery will never stop. But it doesn't mean you wouldn't preach against it, because you don't know
what's like you convert from that your security.
Yeah. So you're gonna have crazy people like the people from the UK that we saw after England lost, and of course those great black guys in quotes in the context of this conversation, Saka and Co.
Yeah.
Missed penalties, and I remember seeing a video back then of a guy they wanted to beat up outside the stadium after the final, and then there was a lady who was shouting on the background, "It's not him. it's not him. And I was wondering, did you people think Saka was going to be outside the stadium just after the match that you want to beat him? You know, so it's that crazy. But the more you take this knee, there's a small child who is 10 years who could be asking his father, why are they kneeling before this? Okay, they're kneeling because of this. That boy will learn and grow up with that. So it's not going to change everybody. But trust me, it's going to change one or two people. And of course, those people could find themselves in positions to rectify this in whatever vicinity they find themselves in the future. So it's not going to change the entire world, that's the truth. But the more we can sensitize the audience and the persons around the world, the better. And if this kneeling effect is that sensitization, then...
So yeah, just to add to what you said, I think for the players, this is what they can do. This is the best they can do with the platform that they have. The question should be, what are the, you know, organizers and authorities and administrators doing on their path? If the players are taking a knee on the pitch of play, those guys in top offices, in the office. What are they doing? The conversation the conversation of institutionalizing, you know, this the idea right from cradle, right from elementary school, and all of that. How can they drive this into the society to actually get young people who are coming up not told the path of or those who have got a very messed up mentality about somebody with a different skin color and all of that. So I think for the players, kudos to them. It's a decision taking, you know, as one, and I think we just have to support them.
All right. We're back, and it's time to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. That's the line exclusively for our female callers. And of course, WhatsApp, it's 08095-975805. In case I was too fast, 08095-975805. That's the number to dial. That's the number to dial.
Why are you laughing so?
I just thought of something and I was laughing.
Okay.
I sounded like someone else for a second.
Okay. You know what you do.
So that's the number to dial to get through to us. Do you think Harry Kane is being disrespectful to the football club by deciding to shun training? Or do you think it's the right move to get in his desired request to leave Tottenham Hotspur? And do you think taking the knee has had its intended effect, and do you think it should continue? The Premier League have announced it will continue. Brentford Football Club will take on Arsenal on the opening day of the league for the new season. I've actually said, we know they do. That's the situation when it comes to that one. And then the question also will be, with players like Wilf Zaha and certain clubs saying we know do, don't you think it's a bit of a disparity, and the real reason, or this could have gone further if there was a, you know, wholesome unity between all of the players rather than a decision, if you like you do am, if you like you know do am? That's the question we are asking. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in so we can have a very, very good conversation. Samuel here, Chuma here, Tony here, and Adeze Micah, and together we are Femi and the Gang. Good evening to you. All right. Sorry about that, for keeping you waiting. Good evening to you. All right. Don't send us to Deafland. What's your name? Hello?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Good evening. What's your name?
All right. I don't like the sound of my voice in the background. Hello? Are you there? Clearly not. Guys, when you call in, turn down the volume of your radio set. Good evening to you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Chine, calling from Israel. And
welcome, Chine.
Yeah, talking about Harry Kane. The club need to let him go. He has tried for them. It's not easy being there for 16 years.
Yeah, that's right. Did he win anything for them?
Oh, this is emotional.
That is the main reason he needs to leave. He needs to win a medal. For instance, look at Messi, Chris James, those young guys. So, as you'll be thinking, them, those guys that you see, they have Champions League, and him at his, he doesn't have any medal attached to his name.
Our head is not the same.
I know, but the club is not wishing him good luck. It's like it's a bad luck to enjoy. You just have to move to a better club that will give him what he needs. Tottenham cannot offer him that. They can't qualify for Champions League. This Europa, they're not going to carry it. They will knock them out. Come on, so you could go to a better club where they will give him better to win it.
Okay.
Thank you. Baba switched to pigeon just to make that point. Just to let you know, say.
So you can get into the real call. All right, good evening to you.
Hello, good evening, Samuel.
Good evening, Friday. Welcome back.
Yeah, it is Friday from Igwelere.
All right.
Samuel, because of Harry K, I will put it on B, Gary B.
Okay.
Gary, since Gary B came to Tottenham, you know that they are friends now. He might have told Harry K that, see, I was like you before, then I went to Madrid.
See my life now.
I see my life. If you think that I'm lying, go and ask Modri. Modri was also a superstar the year before. Now I won four Champions League. My brother, if you stay here, you are just wasting your time. Go to a club where you will win trophy. So for me, I will blame Harry K. But Samuel, I want to ask a question.
Okay.
You people, you have not told us the Premiership team who will be playing this conference in this conference league. Let us know now.
It's Tottenham now. It's Tottenham Hotspur. That's why Harry Kane refused to come back.
Conference league.
Since they asked now, they're there. That's why you're asking this question.
He knows what he's doing.
Who will be playing in the conference league now? We don't mind you, Liverpool, Chelsea, Man City. They are in the Champions League. So Leicester and Tottenham, they are in the Europa Cup. Let us know those players that are in display. Because of them, they fail to qualify for Europa for the first time. They now go and establish another league, Abi. No problem.
Friday, Bly, say your wife, they call you.
Oh, I like Wala.
All right, Friday, thank you very much for calling in. Good evening to you. All right, sorry about that one. Keep trying. Good evening to you.
Hello, Sammy.
Sir, good evening.
How you doing now?
I do. I work. How you
doing? This is okay. You're calling again.
All right, okay.
What of Suma?
I do here. Welcome.
Suma, I know that I've been following you guys from Port Harcourt down to Lagos again.
Yeah, shout out to you.
What of Sarafina now?
She does.
What of Ufoma?
All of us did.
Ufoma, the way they go with this water, you talk water up until your time.
No, yes, you allow them to go.
Okay.
The young man want to win trophy. You understand?
All right.
That is it. You just want to win trophy. You don't just put it there. If you win, you get married, you stay his son or his daughter. This is one I make when I'm playing football.
He has so many golden boots and so many these things.
Individual.
Play of the season. He can show them now.
he needs trophy. Because I'm a player. I play football. So then, unfortunately, I'm in jail. I'm calling you right here. I'm calling you in jail,
So, I beg you need to show us your trophy cabinet later. What you say?
But my age is running out for me now, so I can't be able to play like I played before.
Okay. All right.
So, I play good football. So, thank you very much.
All right. So, maybe when Kane goes, they will bring you to replace him. All right. Thank you very much for calling in. Good evening to you. Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Good evening, Sarafina. My name is Temo.
Sarah who?
Sarafina.
don't even sound alike.
My brothers, good evening. Everybody in the studio.
Yeah, great. Good evening.
Last person, I get S and A for my name.
I have a player. Is it my first for me to sell the player? And I fix a price that is 120, 150. You want me to sell him below the price I fixed?
You can price now. Negotiations are allowed.
I say I know green. I'm by force to sell them for you.
Not by force.
Who have 3 years under me? I've been paying the salary since when he was 16. Have you how many years? Then he comes and make a sell them for you by force because you are told Man City want to force me to sell him for you at the price I don't want to fix him. It's my property. Mm-hmm. I own him. Mm-hmm. It's under contract for another 3 years. Want me to sell him below the price and
but you had a gentleman agreement with this player, like if a reasonable offer comes.
Messi had a gentleman agreement last season. Sure. What did they do on last season for Messi? Gentleman agreement.
You don't like gentlemen.
I don't like gentlemen. But this is business. Harry Kane is 150. If you bring 150, you take him. If you bring 120, bring 120. Collect him. Why are you forcing me to sell him below my price?
Preach!
We should make.
Chief, I know they call me your shop to buy stuff. So it means I cannot even price.
Happy that they are not selling for him.
Thank you.
I'm a Man U fan.
No wonder. No wonder.
But guys, does anything like a gentleman agreement actually exist?
It happens.
In football. Like, I mean, given the fact that every situation is handled in a peculiar way.
Now,
depending on certain factors.
I think a gentleman agreement came because Harry Kane has huge respect for Levy. And Levy has huge respect and trust to Harry Kane, towards Harry Kane. And now, gentleman agreement is that, hey, I can open talks with you to understand my situation that I want to leave.
It's still not concrete.
I think at Barca, players had gentleman agreement there. I think Lionel Messi as well. Laurent Laporte had an agreement with him. Please, just give me some time. Let me clear Deadwood so that we can raise money to renew your contract. It happens. Everything may not be contractual per se, but because of long-standing relationship, because of trust and, you know me in and out, this is what I want. Please let me go. And for Kane, now, my problem with him is that he just allowed his family to just, you know, manage his career. That's what I'm saying. Imagine the likes of Jonathan Barney or even Mino Raiola. If I don't do Levy, waiting, they will do him. He will just untie Harry Kane and he will just go. But then it is what it is. That is the price you have to pay for, you know, bringing your family member as an agent. And the guy, Fino, get connect to pull this move. But I think there's more drama that will unfold in the coming weeks.
I'm sorry. I'm
just that family member.
It's not it.
I'm not a good time career. Only God fits the
barricade.
Let's take
calls from the female line. Good evening to you. Hello. Good evening to you.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening,
Remy. Welcome to the show, Remy. Remy, how can we help you?
Okay, so I want to talk about Kane.
All right, talk about Kane.
Do you like sugar cane?
I think that there's a place for professionalism with football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kane is not being professional with what he's done. He should take responsibility for signing a contract and extending his contract when he knows the kind of person Levy is. Levy will not let Kane go if City meets the price tag. And it's that simple. If City pay 100 million for Grealish, like we're hearing, then they just shut themselves in the foot, because everybody knows that Harry Kane is worth more than Grealish. And they have no reason to complain if Levy has put a price tag of 150. They have to pay up. They're not going to pay anything. I mean, Levy is not going to collect anything less than that if they are paying that much for Grealish, and he'll be justified. Kane, on the other hand, extended his contract. I mean, how do you sell a world-class player of Kane's caliber for less than what they're asking for, with 3 years on his contract? Kane did that to himself by extending that contract. He shouldn't have done that. Yeah. We've seen what they've done with Son as well. Levy is that shrewd. We've seen what he did with Bale. We've seen what he did with Modric. He has precedent, and Kane knows this. I mean, he should know better. He knows Levy better than anybody else. Than we that are looking at it from the outside, and we already know how shrewd Levy is. So Kane should have known, should have seen this coming. Levy will collect his money complete, and Kane will not have a choice but to go back and play. It's that simple.
All right. Interesting. All right, thank you very much for calling.
Good point, but also just a quick one.
Okay.
You know, she was saying Kane shouldn't have. I mean, at that time, this contract renewal was signed in 2018. At some point, he felt at that time that the club, was going to do well. You know, these things, it's easy to say he shouldn't have signed.
And also, there's a case of signing that extension so that when you want to sell him, will see better money collect.
Exactly. So that's why the lady is saying Kane should not have gone for that long extension. Because
that is
this the longer Sam is in sports.
Chuma.
That management,
but that's where the gentleman agreement comes.
Also, the longer, the more. Remember, the wages.
It was a 6 years contract, and that is one thing I've talked about. Who is managing your career? Very, very important. Kelechi Iheanacho, quickly, I don't know who gave him that brain. He went to register his name in Jonathan Barnes, Gary Bale's agency. They were the ones that negotiated his second contract he just signed with Leicester City. Who is managing your career? Because if you saw a certain Mino Raiola, he would not allow you to sign that lengthy 6 years contract. I mean, even if you were going to win title, even if Pochettino was going to do the drama, 6 years is a whole lot of time things to change
agree
in football. So
I
his
do
brother,
agree.
I don't
if
know.
If he had a top professional handling, you know, his details.
Just, I mean, his elder brother is just, I mean, 4 years older than him.
Maybe he should have gone for this French woman's mother.
This guy Veronica.
Veronica. She would have been able to broker that deal.
Veronica Rabio and Jerabio's mother. Wicked woman.
and just for the record, I am also looking at Wilfred Onyinye Ndidi. And I don't know why we're not here. I don't know. I had to go look up his
agents.
And he's with 111 agency company. Not much of a very small fish in terms of,
smart,
you know,
players going for the big boys.
I don't know. We're in the transfer market and there being no word on Wilfred Onyendidi.
One of the best DMs in the world.
I don't understand.
He can go to any club and walk straight into any club talking about
nothing on him.
But
rumor.
Smart players. even Mason Mount. Even Mason Mount of Chelsea yesterday, he's also gone to that ICMI agency of Jonathan Barnett. The likes of Zlatan enjoyed long careers? Why have they, look at Zlatan, convincing AC Milan to give him another contract, almost 40. These are strategic, you know, brain work of people. Sometimes these agents come with baggage, but then
and you pay them more.
Exactly,
and you pay them more.
But then they will give you. They'll manage your career. At the end of the day, you also smile. Look at Pogba. Pogba is holding the knife and yam now. Even if Man United let him go, he'll go to PSG and collect big money. If Man United want to renew his contract, you see big money. So manage your career. Be smart about some of these things. And then some of them have also found a way to represent themselves. Raheem Sterling, Kevin De Bruyne, Eden Hazard at some point during his last days at Chelsea. They're looking at some of these agents. Man, you're coming to rip me off. I'd rather negotiate my contract myself. But in the end, Harry Kane needs to wriggle himself out of it. But before that now, a certain Grealish as well has also reported to camp, and the fans saw him today and say, hey, how can you go to sign a club that was just, you know, set up 10 years ago? What an insult.
Ambassador Agi.
These fans.
You can sign them.
These fans.
All right, back to the phone lines. We'll take three more calls and then your thoughts on WhatsApp before we talk about Granny Xhaka and, of course, the situation. Another stubborn player, another stubborn deal that is looking like it will not go through. Romelu Lukaku, Chelsea, Inter situation. Good evening to you. Welcome to Game On. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you. What's your name?
My name is Etim Godwin. I'm lucky.
Etim?
Etim Godwin, okay. Yes,
all right, Etim, go ahead.
Harry Kane, like what you guys have said already in the studio, Harry Kane makes a very huge mistake by signing the assistance contract. Because right now, he is at the mercy of Danny Levy, you know. But I hope the young man can get his wish and then move to Man City, because at this age now, he's 28 right now, and then he has not won anything, not even a spoon. So I think he has put up this, but I don't think him missing training is
the right thing to do.
Yeah, right now, because Danny Levy is actually a hard businessman, so he's going to like get what he wants. But he can let Harry Kane live for whatever thing that he wish to like join. So I wish Harry Kane can get his wish and then move to a club that he desires to move to, because I think at 28 now, if he did not move this very season,
I mean, just have missed the last chance.
It'll be 29 years. And by that time, I think the price of Harry Kane, it will drop drastically. So I just hope that he will find a very right way to resolve this between him and Levy.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Good evening to you too. Final call. Good evening to you. Hello?
Hello?
All right. Turn down the volume of your radio set, please. Good evening. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you. What's your name?
Bon Game.
Football No Violence.
I greet everybody in the studio.
We greet you too.
Yeah, Samuel Coach and Arie.
All right. Wow, Coach. Wow, welcome back. Been a while.
Yes, my brother.
All right. Good to hear from you again, Coach.
Yeah. Our inner analyst there, they have a very good point about not having a very powerful agent like Mino Raiola, Ogie Mendes, and all of that. Yeah, but at the same time, at 28, even if you want to run down a contract, by the end of his contract, will be 31. And so for me, there's nothing wrong if you want to leave. Just like what agree that Levy is a very hard man, hard businessman. But at the end of the day, no team want to keep an unhappy player.
Yeah.
Even the assistant captain. And so at the end of the day, 28 Man City themselves are looking at it. It's not going to be a good business for them to buy a 28-year-old striker, £50 million. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, just 3-4 seasons, you begin to look for another striker again. And so everybody has to come to the round table, look, and it's going to be a win-win situation at the end of the day. For me, I know they will push here and there. K will still leave. Because at 28, Fifoti will be telling you have won 10 major trophies at 20. And you are 28, you are a captain in the national team. What are you doing? So just like what Friday jokingly said, Gary B will tell him 4 champions and a couple of major trophies here and there. Even when other team, big team, decided to go to bed 2016, Tottenham couldn't win the league. They lost it to Leicester City. And all of that. So for me, he will still leave. This summer, he will move out of Tottenham.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach, for calling in. Let's take your thoughts, about 5 thoughts on WhatsApp very, very quickly. The thoughts are pouring and we can't ignore you guys. The perfect example of gentleman's agreement was between Florentino Perez and Ronaldo towards his move to Juventus. But not every club can easily let go of their best player, though. Evans from Satellite Town is sending us that message. Thank you very much, Evans. Good evening, Samuel. You guys are not talking about this tweet from Grealish back in 2012. Quite hilarious. Emeka from Agege. Okay. it is quite hilarious, but thank you very much for bringing in that one.
He has deleted that tweet.
If I don't delete that,
Grealish.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for bringing that once again. Good evening, guys. For me, I think Harry Kane should just calm down and work things out with the manager. For me, I suggest is to submit a transfer. This one even consign. What's the manager's name? Espirito Santo. He has.
To me,
does he have a say in this?
Yeah, he will try to convince Kane
to stay.
He already spoke to the press.
Kane is our player.
Kane should hand in a transfer request.
I think that's where this is going towards.
It's the modest way. It's the professional way.
Don't you think doing that would turn him into a billionaire?
Exactly. Yeah. That fear of
breaking.
Let me not dent my reputation in front of the sports fans. Kane has been trying to avoid that thing.
That situation
as a legend.
That's what I said. Yeah, I mentioned. I said he hoped, or he's hoping that he can live without blemishing his record as a sports legend. But in modern day football, there's no how he will live without some people feeling hard done by. Whether transfer requests, whether peaceful negotiations, fans will always, in fact, they're already accusing him of deliberately going to a Caribbean country for his holiday. So when he comes back, he will have to isolate for 2 weeks and then linger the move again. A lot of fans have really come out for him. But in the end, football is so, so, so cruel. These fans will always come for him. No matter whether forcefully or peacefully, they want to, vent their frustrations.
Emmanuel from Ikorodu is saying, hi, guys. We say hi to you too. No matter the amount Harry Kane is worth, it is worth it, and he should leave Tottenham, but I pray he doesn't go to Manchester City or Tenonstatami. All right, Harry should be calm. No player lives in such a quagmire and performs better in a new club. Ozil, Sanchez, etc. Good example. Teddy from Satellite Town. Okay, if I were, I would now show it well to Levy that I'm not playing for the club again. And if he insists, he will be on the losing side. Hard times require hard approaching. Femi from Oworo. Okay.
Player two will also lose.
All right. Leo. When he bench him for one season. Even that man City no go want him again. I'm Chimobi Mandra from Omoleye. Harry Kane is like No, Chimobi Victor, please do not say that and put us into trouble. Good evening, guys. If Manchester City, the best thing to do to deduct 3 points and give it to the opponent team than to take a knee. Okay. Harry Kane should tell Man City to pay what Danny Levy said they should pay so that Danny Levy would have no excuse. Ufford from VI sends in that message. 3 more messages. Grealish to Man City will be fine move. I want him for £100 million. Another example, Eriksen left and won Italian Serie A. Yeah, Kane should move on in life and win trophies. Ezekiel Billy from Ikorodu is sending in that message.
Hugo Lloris, who's still there, has won a World Cup with France. Hyunmin Son, who's still there, has won something, I think the Continental Cup with his country, South Korea. Harry Kane, where did he? And that's also top scorer in the win for tournaments. That's all.
Good evening, guys. Final message for now. I'm Kabir from Ogijo. To me, let Tottenham let Kane go because he needs to win medals. All right. Thank you very much for your message. Let's talk about the North Londoners, Arsenal Football Club, and a player who was talked about so much last season. Let's just kill that now before this now rivalry Tottenham and Arsenal. We can't be playing before they'll come for us in the studio. Yeah. Arsenal are close to agreeing, or Granit Xhaka more like, is close to agreeing a new Arsenal deal. The Arsenal midfielder, who was, you know, a subject of speculation or rumours linking him with the move away from the football club, the 28-year-old's current deal is up in 2023, with the player strongly linked with a move to Jose Mourinho's Roma side this summer. And despite that, Roma making efforts to sign the Swiss midfielder, Arsenal's valuation was never met by Jose Mourinho's Roma. It is thought, however, that Mikel Arteta never wanted to let Xhaka go, having, you know, had talks with him and convinced him to stay at Arsenal back in January 2020. And he actually views the player, who, you know, started 29 Premier League games last season, as a key part of his plans moving forward. Chelsea defeated Arsenal in a pre-season friendly on Sunday by 2-1. And after that game, the manager Mikel Arteta said Xhaka is staying. He wanted to play. He is a key player for us. Xhaka, 28 years of age, Chuma. Interest from Roma. Yes, not the biggest of transfer fees he would have commanded. But do you think maybe with all the situation he's had in time past with Arsenal, maybe Arsenal should have cashed in on the player?
It's always funny to speak about Xhaka, because what comes to my mind first is taking off the captain's armband and hitting it. And I don't criticize me, no fans, you know. And he's had his own fair share of tumultuous relationships with some of the fans in the Arsenal setup. You know, how about going and working with a more experienced Jose Mourinho in the Italian Serie A? Because the truth is, the same way we're here, just analyzing Tottenham Hotspur and their hopes of winning titles maybe not coming to fruition in the near future, you know, with every sense of respect for Arsenal, you're also wondering, what's the Arsenal project? What's the desire for this Arsenal project? Is it to win the Premier League title this coming season? I and you know they're not one of the favorites for it. Alokosa. Which team be that? Lokonga.
Awilolo Gumba.
You know, and Ben White. You know, how about going to test your minds with Mourinho, who's starting a new project at AS Roma? Go there and perceive the victory at Roma.
Roma cannot meet the valuation. So Xhaka at the moment is powerless.
If you want Spurs to bring down their price for Man City to buy,
Arsenal should do the same.
I think quickly,
someone
Sam,
say what is good for the goose is good for Uganda. Don't try that at home.
Quickly,
Uganda,
quickly, Sam. I think the player himself is very, very close to signing a new contract with Arsenal. He's already on the table. Divisive figure for the fans, but the board really, really respects him. It's okay, Mikel Arteta especially.
Also, another player who signed an extension over this time at Liverpool is Fabinho. He signed a new 5-year deal with the Liverpool club. Fabinho has made 122 appearances for Liverpool since joining from Monaco in the summer of 2018 in a £43 million deal. The 27-year-old midfielder also deputised at centre-back for Jurgen Klopp's side. I was a key figure in both Liverpool's 2018-2019 Champions League win and their Premier League title winning year in 2019-2020. Speaking after signing that deal, he said, I'm delighted to have signed a new contract with the club, he told LiverpoolFC.com. That's Fabinho. Since the beginning of the conversation, I was really positive about it because it's what I wanted. Staying in this club, keep playing for Liverpool. Now this is official. I am really happy. Tony, why has Liverpool been so quiet in the transfer market? Yeah, they've only managed to get in Ibrahim Konate, which is a very, very good signing, must be said, from RB Leipzig.
Yeah.
But, you know, does it go back to last season, start of last season, where they were talked about Timo Werner, couldn't get him, talked about so many players? Do you think Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool may be making the same mistake as they did last season by not being so very active in the transfer market? Semi-final, was it quarterfinal finish in the Champions League?
Yeah.
Third or fourth, third place finish in the league.
In the league.
You know, why are they not being active?
I don't know. Liverpool,
I ask you, like, say naive Liverpool.
I didn't tell you, but on the surface level, Liverpool haven't really been in the best of financial positions really recently. But then I think bringing in Ibrahima was it was so important. It was priority for them. They probably didn't have, you know. One of their major issues wasn't in the attacking part of the pitch. They always had Salah, who was there to actually rescue them, and Mane wasn't at his best last season. But surely, if he comes into his strides, you have a feeling they won't particularly have problems scoring goals. But, you know, the beginning of their issues was pretty much that lack of depth in defense. And I think what they've done is to deal with their most basic problems or their primary problem, which is the defensive part of things. And I think that right now, I was looking at the age of Liverpool. Every one of them, I think maybe by the Arnold, 95% of that team is 30 or 30 plus. And that's also a big issue going forward, because you have a feeling how long will this set of players be together before they start aging, or before, you know, injuries start coming and all of that. But then again, like I said, I think it's an issue of facing priority, and fixing their defense was actually a priority. Then again, there have been targets, I believe, that the club have been looking at, which fits their, you know, their how much they've got to actually spend. They don't have so much to actually spend. I remember the conversation of Timo Werner was also financially, you know, limiting for Liverpool. So, maybe not being in the very best of place financially have been an issue. They are making do with what they have and dealing with their most important issue, and which is you know, building depth in defense. Once that is done, I think scoring is not Liverpool's problem. Surely they would find those goals. They just need to keep things tight at the back.
Well, Tony, I don't agree with you, really.
All right.
Liverpool,
challenge of goals, eh? Because midfield has no idea where they score goals.
Yeah, apart from even the goals, talking about money, the FSG group have money. I mentioned it here last season, one of the Premier League fixtures on a Saturday, that they signed a contract with a capital investment company. That contract was worth over £300 million. And when they were asked, is it going to be a summer spree, they said no, that the money is for future investment. So FSG Group think that Jurgen Klopp is, you know, has a good squad, has a large enough squad. So what they're doing practically now is to make the ones that are available happier. Trent was the one that signed that contract last week. Trent Alexander-Arnold becoming one of the highest earners in that club. And then this week they've picked up Fabinho, Sadio Mane, Mohamed Salah, and Roberto Firmino is not in the mix. Jordan Henderson is also not in the mix. But the front two that are key for them, Andy Roberts, and all of them are next to sign that contract. They are keeping the ones they want to keep, and they want to, the ones that they want to let go, they let go. Jordan Henderson could be leaving, although he has 2 years. Do you know what? Ronaldo is gone already. They don't want to keep him for some reason. So in terms of money, not necessarily the problem, but it's a star-studded Liverpool. That midfield is rich. I agree with you that they don't really need to beef up. Like, it's not a total overhaul. They already plugged that hole in the defense.
Yeah,
and
which is
Ibrahima Konate. I remember there's a certain Ben Davies who's still in the mix. The other man has gone back to Schalke. Talking about Kabak, Ozan Kabak has gone back. So for them now, they're looking at midfield. Is already star-studded. What's his name? Oxlade-Chamberlain is back in it. Thiago Alcantara is somewhere. Naby Keita is somewhere. I mean, it's even at the back, they have understudies there. Javi Elliott is understudying Trent Alexander-Arnold. The goalkeeper has got Allison has got an understudy there. Simikas is an understudy to Andy Robertson. So for every position, there are two good players. So for me, not necessarily money. They just don't want to spend too much just now. They want to let the old legs leave. Salah, Mane, when that generation goes, then gradually they begin to build a new squad.
All right. A couple of weeks ago, we asked Jurgen Klopp, the Femi and the Gang version anyway, as to his plans for the new season and what he has. And instead of telling us about transfers, he was actually talking about transferring the referees out of the league. You know, the referees should have their own, you know, summer transfer windows. This is what he had to say. Take a listen.
They're over and we saw how VAR worked for them, so we might seriously have to start considering options like referee transfers. Because we have player transfers now, who's to say we can't have referee transfers? I know it sounds crazy, but it's something that we should consider moving forward. I mean, this is the year of crazy ideas. First, they came with the Super League, and then they expanded the Champions League without considering the players. And now Gianni Infantino is talking about having a World Cup holding every 2 years, and nobody seems to be thinking about the players. So, well, for one thing, maybe I'm thinking differently and asking that, you know, we start transferring referees, maybe they will start behaving well. Yeah.
Transferring of referees out of the league so that they can start behaving well. What do you expect from Jurgen Klopp anyway? But it is what it is.
I was going to argue, you know, about something as to this... this ideology from Adesi that Liverpool can't be content with what they have. Now, what did they suffer from last season? Take away the fact that Virgil van Dijk was not around and they had injury issues in the middle of the defence and conceded so many goals. Liverpool didn't score as many goals as they score normally. Was it an absence of Salah, Mane and Firmino? It wasn't. Those guys, as always, were still around. But, you know, something Tony said, those guys are 29, all of them. You know, even Virgil van Dijk himself, they're just around
now.
That bracket. Okay.
Bye-bye,
so they've hit now. So I know they were between 28, 29, around that range. Time. 30. So those guys are getting to the level where they may not give you the kind of consistency they gave Liverpool in the Champions League in 2018 when they all scored double figures in one same Champions League season, all three guys. Yeah. So... when the strikers are not scoring, who are the people that should score goals for Liverpool? You could argue that Chamberlain was injured again, you know, for most of last season or for a certain part last season. But Wijnaldum is one guy who scores in the midfield. We saw it with his national team, the Dutch side in the European Championships. He helps, he scores. Now Wijnaldum has left the setup. Henderson is not a guy you're going to bet on to score, of course. He's older too. He's not one who starts games on the regular for them.
Yeah.
They lack your man, Thiago, man on you, Alcantara. Alcantara, I know they score goals.
Yeah.
So when those three guys in front are not scoring, who are the players who will score for Liverpool from that midfield?
Diogo Jota.
Okay, take away Jota. Who now has plastic ankle. 1 second, he's out injured. The next moment, he's around.
Yeah. If Jota
so
score.
You need midfielders that can score too.
He's not so
good. What Man City enjoy? Man City don't have Gabriel Jesus scoring every time. Or Aguero. Hey,
midfielders do the job.
Can I say
that's the point. You get
Chuma,
that's the point.
Some...
yeah. Bruno is doing for Manchester United.
Fine,
he's a midfielder.
Fine.
Who is the bad guy midfielder in court in that Liverpool team that can help the attack when the attackers lose form?
Well, I think for Klopp, these two managers have two different styles. For Moses named Pep Guardiola, he said, if possible, that he will play a midfielder in defence, a midfielder in the midfield, and a midfielder in attack. That for him, midfielders are just everything in football. That's for, you know, Pep Guardiola, and he's built his team around there. Even if Harry Kane does not come, City will still go and defend the title. So, now Harry Kane, what do you think will paint pass? Let me shift that one aside. Because City will always score goal. Quickly now, for Liverpool, the strength of the midfield is to protect the back line. The people that create the goals for them are Robertson and their Trent Alexander-Arnold. That's why that midfield, before they score goal, it may just be that, yes, the opportunity came and they were in the right place at the right time. That's when they will score goals. But next, primarily, is just to mop up the dirty job. Make sure that the likes of Virgil van Dijk are getting the support, and they also help to press high up the pitch, win the ball back, and then offload to people that scored the goal. So he doesn't really care about that high scoring midfield. That's why maybe Thiago Alcantara came, and Naby Keita, strong player. James Milner, these guys don't score much goal, but that's why they failed, because Alexander Arnold wasn't whipping in those deliveries anymore. Robertson also failed because of all those left and right wing plays. So midfield is not their thing, and you can see the results.
Well, Liverpool may not be where they used to be before. Let's talk about a player who is not where he used to be before as well. Remember this goal back in 2014?
Aguilar. Alvaro Pereira hit by Hammers. Oh, what a goal! One of the greats! My word, this boy's a star!
And yes, here at the time, my word, in the words of Peter Drury, this boy is a star. He was a star for not too quite, not a long time.
He's still a star.
He's a falling star.
He's now a moon, my brother. Oh, man, nothing like a moon, just to clarify.
He's now the moon, indeed. But James Rodriguez plays for Everton, still a Real Madrid player, by the way. But the man who promised him a lot brought him to the football club called Everton, left him there and disappeared back to where he was.
He left him dry.
Left him to hang and dry. And of course, Everton are saying, what can we do for you at this point in time? The man that brought you is gone. Maybe you should go back and join him. James Rodriguez will be allowed to leave Everton if the right deal presents itself. This is according to reports in England. The Colombian arrived at Goodison Park last summer on a free transfer, becoming the club's highest paid player in history to reunite for a third time with the then manager Carlo Ancelotti. Every time I read an Everton story, I remember Carlo Ancelotti. I said, this man, what a betrayal it is. Carlo Ancelotti. However, following the Italian's sudden departure, Rodriguez has become unsettled on Merseyside and only last week spoke about needing to play where he is wanted. But however, the new manager of Everton, that's Rafa Benitez, has said, you are not in my plans going forward and you can be allowed to leave. If you want to play, you have to play somewhere else. Adeze, how has this star falling? I mean, this guy had so much potential. He was right there at the very top. Scored that beauty of a goal in 2014 World Cup, right? And yeah, 2014 World Cup. And had such an amazing... He's won the titles with Real Madrid, must be said. But for you, has he really lived up to that billing? We've seen so many players touted as the next best thing. We've seen the Hazards of this world. They tried a no reach. We've seen the Neymars. They tried a no reach. We've seen so many other players. James was also touted to be one. But where next for James Rodriguez?
Wow, big question. Really, really big question, James Rodriguez. One of those players we call tournament boys. When it comes to tourneys, they play their heart out because these are where scouts and the clubs were looking to bring in new legs and see how they can bed in. So that World Cup is just shown. He's still one of those attacking midfielders that has got goals in his game. I mean, ever since he burst onto the scene, moving to Real Madrid under Ancelotti once more. Some players thrive when there's a particular manager they understand. They have a special relationship with. They tend to bring out, the best in them. Remember when Lotti left, he struggled. Madrid had to loan him for 2 years before. Imagine a loan of 2 years, almost like he was not going to come back. And then he was at Bayern Munich, made a couple of appearances. They scored, hit the double figures, and he was somewhere exile. And then there's this connect between him and Ancelotti. I mean, just like that father-son relationship. And Ancelotti bagged that job at Everton. A lot of person said, okay, it's time for him to bring one of his boys to, come help him do the job. Which, yeah, he set the Goodison Park on fire. He really lit up the place for them, making a few appearances, scored a couple of goals. He, alongside Alan and Ablaye Decore, they were the new boys of Everton. They made Everton look thick. Remember, they were top of the log at some point earlier on in the season. And then he had this niggling injury. I think that's where, he missed the mark of, making his impact at Goodison Park. These injuries come back. So at the end of the day, it didn't work out for him. He scored just 6 goals in 23 appearances for Everton. And now his father is gone. I don't think... By the time Benitez is a no-nonsense man, a coach that demands a lot from players, a coach that doesn't really, believe in popular saying, he's got his own mind, and now he's made this kind of statement, just know that James Rodriguez could be on his way out, maybe back to Spain, or maybe just, if I were him, I'll just start at Everton, because there's no pressure there. No one is expecting you to become the highest goal scorer. No one is expecting you to be the James Rodriguez of 2014, 2015. So just lower your expectations. You must not, because Madrid will not bring him back to Madrid again, because, I mean, they've moved on from James Rodriguez. They're looking at some of these Castillo boys that have come in on board, the likes of Miguel Gutierrez, likes of Blanco. These guys have come on board. They're looking to take their time in the club. So I don't think there's a space for him at Madrid. Maybe just stay at Everton. Enjoy your high pay packet, and then see where next football will take you to. Just stay at Everton for me. I think that's where will suit him the best.
All right, stay at Everton. Everton are saying, come on, Come on,
he's
going
on the market. He's been placed on the market. And he's a birding. He's a real birding. He came into the club side and they had to deep into their coffers to pay him. He's the highest paid Evertonian ever, you know. And I'm very sure that for the club, right now, they'll be looking for a suitor who would pay for him. They said, according to Sky Sport, if the price is right, James will be on his way out of England. Like he said, I want to be where I am wanted. Very, very important.
Dad, we're speaking about Everton. I said something about Everton and Amokachi back then. Played for Everton, but the first goal line I used, it was for Club Brugge in the Champions League. He scored the first goal in the Champions League in 1992. Amokachi, yeah.
Mm. All right, then. On to the European champions, Chelsea. They are Chelsea Football Club. But yesterday, news broke that Chelsea had submitted an offer to Inter Milan, the champions of Italy, of huge, crazy money plus a player to get the services of Romelu Lukaku. Well, according to reports today, news just coming in from England says Chelsea will submit an improved offer to sign their former striker Romelu Lukaku from Inter Milan after an £85 million bid was rejected by the Italian Serie A champions. Chelsea remain determined to sign Lukaku despite Inter having rejected a second offer for the Belgian, which could have also seen left-back Marcos Alonso move to the Serie A side, according to reports in Italy. Chelsea are determined to re-sign the 28-year-old Belgian international and an offer of between £94 million, that's 110 million euros, and £102 million, that's 120 million euros, could convince Inter chairman Steven Zhang to sell Romelu Lukaku. Why the craze for Romelu Lukaku? And are Chelsea becoming desperate, Tony? Earlier in the summer, there was talk about Erling Haaland. Didn't work. They left that one. They went all the way to Harry Kane. Didn't work. They left that one. They've gone to Sasha Kalinic. It didn't work. They left that one.
Yeah.
Why all this madness, in quote, from Chelsea? I mean, they're supposed to be an attractive proposition, being the champions of Europe. But why are Chelsea struggling to get in their desired target?
I mean, how many top strikers?
Scared of Jazz, sorry. Andrew Shevchenko.
Yeah, right. I mean, Chelsea have had issues with getting the perfect
Drogba
point
should be
man.
An inspiration.
You know, because just
the one that boxed that trend.
One in a million. And don't forget, he came into that club not as a striker, but then was converted and did so well in that position. But I mean, then again, Chelsea have had issues with getting a point man. You have a feeling that Thomas Tuchel might be putting some sort of pressure on the board, or telling them that this is one thing I need. This is one thing I need to completely, you know, dominate. Obviously, we've talked about it. We saw Chelsea play so many times last season, and somehow they lacked goals in them. And unfortunately, the attacking midfielders aren't scoring as much. So obviously, it's one part of the pitch that they need reinforcements. I don't think it's desperation. I think it's them knowing what they need, the missing piece from the puzzle, and how to fill it. Like you said, then again, you ask, how many strikers do we have right now in world football that is affordable, that is, you know, they've got the quality, the ability, and it's very difficult. Lukaku is a proven striker. Their former player, yes, didn't work with Chelsea and all of that, but he's gone on to do amazing things. He's got over 250 career goals at his age. And you have a feeling that if he comes, he's one player that you know, He 80% will deliver the goods. Don't forget his time with Everton. His time with Man United wasn't so good, but then he still scored over 15 goals in his debut season. So he's tested and trusted. I'm not surprised that Chelsea think he could be that man. But then the club, Inter Milan, are clear on their ground. You've got to pay 100 million euros or nothing. So, I don't know. It's a crazy time. Everyone is using this, you know, inflation in court to get the better of anyone coming for players. So, it's down to Chelsea. Are they ready to go for a low-budget striker? We've talked about, I mean, the likes of Kalasic. I don't know. They don't think maybe he's the one. There have been rumours about some certain strikers and all of that. Haaland doesn't seem like a project for the now. He will stay with BVB until maybe next two seasons before he's available for transfer. And even at that, you know, we're talking 150 plus. So it's a lot of issues right now for Chelsea to get their man who they want. I thought Haaland would have been that man, but are Chelsea ready to pay that much? Is BVB also ready to let him go? Almost certainly not. And that's why they think they can lure Romelu away from Inter. But it's simple. If you want the player, put the money. And we hear they will table an improved bid. So let's see how that goes.
All right, interesting there. And still talking about Chelsea, finally getting ready to take your call. 0700-993-993-993 as we wrap up the broadcast. And Chuma, we're here in order to bring the possibility of Lukaku coming all the way to Chelsea. Depends. Chelsea are trying to create space and they're looking to ship out Tammy Abraham, you know, to Aston Villa. So many clubs are interested. West Ham, Aston Villa, and Arsenal Football Club as well interested in Tammy Abraham. Do you actually feel sorry for Tammy? Because he's given his all for Chelsea ever since he came back on loan and not found favour in the sight of the new manager, not new anyway, anymore these days, Thomas Tuchel. Do you think it's quite sad for the young man? And this is the opportunity, Lukaku or not, Haaland or not, he should actually force that move and leave Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, he should. He should. It's a case of, well, now don't see me finish, so you don't give me enough respect. And I feel that's it. So for a club as high profile as Chelsea, the consistent prestige around Chelsea has been strikers who have come from outside to shine in the setup, as much as many strikers have come and also started in that setup. But Diego Costa came from outside to become a big boy, you know. Drogba came from outside to become a big boy. And Tammy Abraham had been within, you know, before going on loan, did all he did in the Championship, came back. And he gave Chelsea double figures two seasons back under the first season with Frank Lampard. You thought that would have won enough respect for his personality to give him a chance to be, you know, the consistent face in attack. But Chelsea are a team who thought they needed bigger names than Tammy Abraham. And I wouldn't blame them, because the problem with Abraham is the fact that he can be good today and not good tomorrow. He's not as consistent as even a Lukaku, as the bigger names in that department in world football. Aston Villa will be his level. Again, I'm going to use that word with all the respect to him, but that's the kind of place where he can go and be the first guy and score 15, 20 goals for them in the season. So it's almost going to be impossible for him to win the respect he wants to get at Chelsea to be a starter. If Olivier Giroud, yeah, who's much older, opted to go to AC Milan because he couldn't get playing time at Chelsea, then it's high time Abraham looked at himself and moved on. And again, from a Nigerian perspective, this is where we say, Nto. We told you to play for the Super Eagles. You wanted three Lions. Yeah, Euros, you know, go Chelsea, you know.
He actually said something about, you know, not playing for the Eagles. And he said, sometimes when you are young, you make some certain decisions here in the heat of the moment. And he felt maybe he would have opted to go for Nigeria. But, I mean, that is
They gave him jam form. He picked England first choice, Nigeria second choice. And he now went for best choice.
Sam, quickly.
You
know,
I'll get Ntega. I'm
going to go first choice. You know me, they are cut off. He won't go second choice.
We'll send him to Pre-Science. Well, Sam, quickly on Chelsea now.
All right.
I'm going to speak from the angle of someone that follows Chelsea. I don't think I want, personally, this is me, I don't care about any other person's thought. I don't want to see Lukaku anywhere near Chelsea. I just feel this move is going to be wrong in its entirety. I just feel that bad omen already. It's good. Even if eventually comes, I just feel things, the expectations everyone is placing on him, I don't think he's going to live up to the billing. I mean, we're talking about Pogba, his friend that came back to mind, and I said, what happened? Have they really moved from one glory to the other? That's a question on one side. And Chelsea Academy and Scouting Department, what are they doing? For the fact that your two top targets are tied down to their clubs, what are the scouts? Can't they look for someone else, another striker that they can go for? But for Lukaku, maybe there could be good news in the deal. He parted ways with Mino Raiola. Mino Raiola is no longer his representative. He's got a certain Federico Pastorello, who's got a good relationship with Chelsea. And if you look at this summer's business, we've seen Connect making the drill. What's this man? Daniel Fark uses Connect with Chelsea's coach, Thomas Tuchel, to pull Gilmore over to Norwich. Arteta used his connect with Vincent Kompany to pull Albert Lokonga to Arsenal. So it's about connect, it's about who is inside that can help you do this. So if his agent, who was at Chelsea's Champions League final, maybe speak to you know, Lukaku to come back to Chelsea, fine. If he comes, well, I don't think he's the one for Chelsea at the moment. Maybe Thomas Tuchel can work on the likes of Kai Havertz to take their chances when it comes. Timo Werner can be a reborn man next season. That squad still has quality. Instead of spending $100 million or £88 million on a player who is in his late 20s, I think Chelsea can do a lot more better.
All right, as we wrap up the broadcast and prepare to hear from you in 5 minutes, guys, there's a certain Nadia Ake. She's Nigerian and Ghanaian, and then she's proudly saying, or she's proudly said, I am Nigerian and Ghanaian, but I compete for Ghana. She's actually at the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games, and not won a medal, thankfully. That would have been another slap on the face of Nigeria. But I'm going down the years.
Are you wishing her bad luck?
No, of course I'm not. Just going down. Based on what you've seen at Tokyo 2020 and over the years in various Olympics, do you criticize Nigerians who decide to play or represent other countries? Or with what you've seen now, you said it's always a good thing to do that. I mean, Francis Obiquedu ran for Portugal and won, I think, an Olympic silver medal. We've seen so many other countries do that, or so many other Nigerians do that. So yeah, as we wrap up, just taking calls now, are you one who criticizes, are you one who says, well, if that's going to give them greener pastures like they say, why not go on? I would say I'm one who always criticizes. I watched those games when Francis Obiquedu won, I said, let me not even say what I said, but let's just say, take your thoughts as we wrap up the broadcast. Tony?
Oh, yeah. I mean, see, we can talk about this all day.
He called you to click the right buttons.
All right.
It's what we call your real name, Dean Walker.
Good evening to you. All right, turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in. Tony slept for a moment. Good evening to you.
I was listening to the spirit.
Hello. Good evening, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Adi, calling from Jakonde SC.
All right, go ahead, Adi.
Yeah, actually, I want to criticize those who leave Nigeria and go for other countries. My reason is this. Having to stay in a country where things are not working.
Go ahead.
And you can't stay there anymore. And you have no choice but to leave.
Okay.
And you don't watch things going bad. You just see that someone watching the Olympics, no medals, no nothing. I think they are going to represent the country because Giants of Africa. And you go back
there.
Sorry, all right, it's like your connection is very, very bad. Sorry. Don't send us the deaf line, but if you can call back, do well to do that. Good evening to you.
Hello, good evening, everybody in the studio.
Good evening. Hey. What's your name?
This is Olamide from Alakuko.
All right, Olamide, go ahead.
I love your analysis about Lukaku.
Okay.
Likewise, me, I don't even want Lukaku in my team.
Not so.
But if he come, good. I don't have any expectation for him to become good of him, and I wish him good luck. And again, please tell us the club that are playing Conference League. We want to know the club that are playing Conference League. We know Tottenham playing Europa Cup. Chelsea, we know Tottenham playing Europa Cup. Chelsea.